American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
That was a lot of fun.
That's Dee Lacy, who ranches with her husband, John Lacy, in Paso Robles, California. Dee was chair of the beef board and many committees when the beef checkoff was formed.
The operating committee looking at all of those projects that came before us. But we went through some tough times. When I was vice chair is when we went to the Supreme Court to win our battle to keep the checkoff.
Yeah. And Dee Lacy says she's glad that beef checkoff is going strong.
I mean, I look at what it's still doing, and I was very surprised the other day to see the new commercial. And the new emphasis is going to be on how we raise it instead of the product at the end. And I guess, you know, we keep hearing it. People want to know how we raise beef. Beef would not be in the position it is in the market if it wasn't for the checkoff. And that is indisputable. And I'm always sorry to see groups that work against it, because without it, we would not even be in the game. So it's beef. It's what's for dinner. And I still stand behind that, the checkoff.
Indeed, really carried some leadership with the beef industry. And her husband, John, has certainly served in the National Cattlemen's Beef Association as president of both that association and the earlier National Cattlemen Association. And Dee and John Lacy's son, Mark Lacy, is president of the California Cattlemen Association. John Lacy.
So we've encouraged him to support the industry like we've had the opportunity to do, and we're looking forward to his leadership. I may have to stay home. We've been staying home and help him as he progresses probably through the chairs.
John Lacy said his son sacrificed quite a bit.
Yeah, he gave up a lot. When he got out of college, he went to work immediately, drove home from graduation, and that was when we were traveling a lot and we really needed him. We had wonderful employees that supported us and all those kinds of things. And, you know, since then, we partnered with Mr. Wood and Centennial Livestock, and we feed some cow. We have an interest in some feed yard back in North Platte, Nebraska. Wow. And several operations in California. So, and we were very fortunate to lease the old Tejon Ranch for quite a few years now, 17 years.
And that Tejon Ranch is a big part of California's legacy. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.